The challenge for any preacher is to present the familiar Christmas narrative in such a way that it feels immediate, fresh, and compelling once again. To do this, I would normally observe the landscape of British life and culture and attempt to identify the most critical issue facing the world to see if there are any connections that can be made with the Christmas story. And so over the past few days, I've been asking the question, what is the issue of utmost urgency in our world today? My first thought was obvious. I'm sure many of you will guess what instantly came to mind. You guessed it. I thought about Arsenal's ever-increasing injury list and lack of squad depth in defence. But disappointingly, I wasn't sure how I could relate this to Christmas. I'll be honest with you. There are only so many sermon illustrations, Laurent Koscielny's reintegration into the first team after an Achilles injury can provide. And so I thought I would go with an issue that comes a close second in significance to Arsenal's inability to field three centre-halves and play with wing-backs high up the pitch. Brexit. Tonight I want to offer three reasons why Christmas is gospel, good news, for a nation in the political chaos it currently finds itself in. Firstly, Christmas is good news because the Son of God decided to leave his Father in heaven so that he can remain with people like us on earth. Do you see what I've done there? Listen, God loves you. God loves all without exception. Your background, race, age, gender, appearance, social status, sexuality, income, the shame of your past, the fact that you don't do religion and you've been dragged here against your will on the promise of decent mulled wine. It doesn't matter. God loves you. God wants a relationship with you. God wants you to know and respond to his love. If you think God, if he even exists, might love anyone but you, the incarnation tells us otherwise. In becoming man, Jesus decided to leave everything to remain with those who have nothing. If you're broke and struggling to put food on the table, God in Christ loves you and wants to provide everything you need. In becoming man, Jesus decided to leave infinite power to remain with the vulnerable and helpless. If you feel helpless and unable to fix the problems you face, God in Christ loves you and wants to transform your life in ways you are unable to yourself. In becoming man, Jesus decided to leave perfect, loving community with the Father and Spirit, to remain with the lonely and isolated and rejected. If you feel all alone, if you've lost friends and family, God in Christ loves you and wants to be your friend and welcome you into his family, the church. In becoming man, Jesus decided to leave unimaginable security and comfort to remain with the broken and suffering. If you are hurting and in pain, God in Christ wants you to know that he was born to die in agony on a cross so that by his wounds you can be healed. In becoming man, Jesus decided to leave omniscience to remain with those who have questions. If you are searching for answers to life's big questions, God in Christ wants you to know that he is the personification of truth and the most satisfying answer you'll ever discover. Also, if you're searching for answers, you need to attend our next free Alpha course, which begins at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 23rd in church. Secondly, Christmas is good news because Jesus Christ is the only leader you can follow with complete confidence, apart from Unai Emery. At Christmas, the temptation is to domesticate Jesus and view him simply as the innocent, unthreatening, undemanding baby lying in a manger. But we must avoid this temptation. Jesus didn't remain little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes for long. Jesus was born not to be an object of cultural interest in infant form for a few weeks each year. Instead, Jesus was born to become the Messiah, the saviour of the people of Israel and the whole world, including residents of little old Buckingham. Jesus, the Messiah, called ordinary people like me and you to be his disciples or followers. This Christmas, think of Jesus as a leader who invites you to follow him. Now, do you want to know what many experts on leadership say is the most important quality followers look for in a leader? Trustworthiness. You need to know a leader is trustworthy. You need to know a leader is who they say they are and will do what they say they'll do. Jesus made big claims about himself. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus said, "Follow me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep." Jesus says these things about himself. But lots of leaders today and throughout history have made outrageous claims about themselves and in the end turned out to be a huge disappointment. But I want to suggest that Jesus is a leader we can follow because everything he says about himself is true. Why do I think this? Because Jesus Christ died on a cross for the forgiveness of sins and 3 days later rose from the dead and appeared before his disciples and crowds of hundreds. Now here's a general rule of thumb. If someone predicts their own death and resurrection and then dies and comes back to life, believe everything they say. All bets are off. Finally, Christmas is good news because Jesus Christ was born to become the Prime Minister of the only strong and stable government you can trust with your future. The prophet Isaiah, looking forward in expectation to the birth of Jesus, says this: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever." Jesus came to establish an alternative government. Jesus called his government the Kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is what things look like when Jesus is in charge. Sickness healed, sins forgiven, hope restored, identity found in the love of God, lives transformed. Jesus' entire ministry was spent demonstrating the kingdom of God and inviting people to live under the reign of his government of peace. Tonight, Jesus invites each one of us to choose to live under his reign. So there you have it. In the midst of political chaos, Christmas is good news for each one of us. But the good news of Christmas requires a response. How will you respond to Jesus? Thankfully, we don't need a referendum to register our vote. Instead, anyone can decide in their own hearts to say yes to the best deal you can ever be offered, a relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.